This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
And oh, I am very delighted to say we have got our first guest with us this morning on the line. A very big, warm Joy Weekend brekkie welcome to Cleo. Good morning, Cleo.
Good morning. How are you both?
So good, thank you. Thank you for joining us and getting up early on a Saturday morning.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. I would be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit tired, but all good.
Did you have a big one last night?
No, I didn't. But to be honest, I feel like I'm still trying to catch up on sleep from the crazy World Pride period. I feel exhausted.
Claire, we've seen some information from your Pride performances. You were such a busy bee all the way through the World Pride and Mardi Gras celebrations. Just give us a quick rundown of some of the gigs you got up to.
Yeah, I definitely had a lot of fun performing around Sydney. I performed at three of the big clubs on Oxford Street on Mardi Gras night. Literally, I marched in the parade and then went to a friend's house, changed, and then ran from one club
three
to the
gigs
next.
In one night.
It was a lot, but it was amazing.
Some
was
of the so gay good. Boys and in their hot pants can't even get to three venues in one night, and there's you performing at three.
Yeah.
Wow.
But I loved it. And then I had another couple of performances before World Pride, and then I was lucky enough to perform on the Oxford Street stage, which was an outdoor stage set up. They closed Oxford Street, and it was incredible.
Oh, I was there on that final day, but I must have missed you. I had to jump on a plane back down to Melbourne, but the atmosphere for that carnival day was just amazing.
It was so good. To be honest, I didn't realise how big of an event it was going to be. And I walked onto Oxford Street that morning and was like, what?
Yeah.
This is the stage?
It was
it's
crazy.
Huge.
Yeah, it was crazy. Yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't see Paul. He was disguised as a marimba with his crazy cardigan that he had on.
Cleo, we're talking to you this morning all the way from Sydney. You've got a fantastic new song that's been added to the Joy Daytime playlist called We Got Music. And this is a follow-up to your last track, Deeper In My Love. Just tell us a little about We Got Music.
Yeah, so it's really got a classic disco sound, and it celebrates the power of music and is really about coming together and dancing through the hard times and letting the music carry you away to a better place. And I think we can all agree that that is something that we all just need at times, the power of music to really get you through. So I really wanted to celebrate that with this song.
I think it's amazing. Well, I was listening to it during the week, and it's got an air of familiarity around it. When you look at Ananda, you'll listen to it in a second.
Yeah.
It's really got a great vibe. So well done writing it. It feels really catchy and, yeah, something you've always feel like you've always known.
Yeah, it really does. And it's funny whenever I perform it and seeing the journey people go on. And at first they're kind of like, what is this? Who is this? And by the end, they're singing along and dancing. And the fact that people are singing along the first time they hear it just blows my mind. Oh, and it's so amazing.
That's what you get for being a talented songwriter, hey?
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Oh,
now, listen, you've crafted a most amazing video to go with it. Just give us a quick rundown on that, because I don't know how you've done it, but it's action-packed with the queer community. Just tell us about the video.
Yeah, we actually shot it a couple of years ago now when we were in lockdown, because this single was actually supposed to be my first single, and then at the last minute it got swapped out. So I've been sitting on this little gem for a couple of years, and I'm so excited.
Information.
Yeah, I'm so excited it's now out there. And so, yeah, we shot it in a club on Oxford Street, and I had some of my nearest and dearest friends from the queer community there, and we all just got dressed up and had the best time. And because it was a time when we weren't allowed to dance, you know, out in clubs, and it was a very small kind of closed set. I would have had so many more people if we were allowed. But it was just great to be able to dance with friends and just be fabulous.
And it's not just friends. I mean, these are pretty well-known people. You had Hannah Conda as a great example.
Yeah, I mean, she is a dear friend of mine, which I feel very lucky to be able to say. And then the iconic Dallas Delaforce. And it's funny because in the last couple of years, these people have just grown more famous, and it's just fantastic to see. So I feel very blessed to not only be able to call them friends, but have this moment in our lives kind of immortalized in this video.
It's so good. Hey, Cleo, the queer community have a real love of you, and I guess you've got a strong following from the queer community. Has it always been that way? What was like? Why do you think that is?
I mean, I've always been told if you support them, they'll support you. And I am the biggest and proudest ally. And, you know, I've grown up in England as well as here, surrounded by, you know, queer friends and family. And I've always felt such a strong connection. And I think that, I guess, shows that the feeling's mutual. And it probably helps that I wear a lot of sequins.
Hey, funny you mentioned London then as well, because a couple of moments ago, I just closed my eyes and I could have thought for a moment that I was speaking to Kylie Minogue. The very similar voices. Do you hear it, Paul?
I didn't think about that, but now you come to mention it, yeah.
Yes.
Maybe like, maybe they're one and the same.
Kylie will do anything to bloody get on our show. Sorry, Cleo.
Well, I've never had that before.
Really?
Talking voice.
Yeah. In my cans. It just sounds like Kylie.
There you go. Well, maybe a collab then, Cleo. You and Kylie could get on and do a disco track together.
I mean, maybe. I feel like that's not the worst person to be compared to. So.
All right. So let's ask a hard question. Kylie or Danny, which one would you pick if you had to do a collab?
Oh, that's rough.
I mean,
I'd go Danny.
Kylie.
Oh, good. Oh, I've got Danny. Kylie. You can have Kylie. There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
Clea, if anyone wants to learn more about you, what socials can they access you on?
Yeah, Instagram is probably the best place. And my Instagram is @whoisCleo. And it's C-L-I-O. I feel like so many people are probably searching for me and can't find me.
Yeah, there's not an E in there. You're right. C-L-I-O. Cleo.
Yes.
Congratulations on the track. If you make it down to Melbourne, pop in the studio and come and see us. We'd love to see you.
Absolutely. I might be there in a couple of weeks.
Give us a shout. We'd love to see you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.